Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, July 14th. Well, Disney Cruise Line has increased its recommended daily gratuities this month by $1. Guests staying in standard cabins will now pay $14.50 per person per day. Those staying in the bougie concierge staterooms will now pay $15.50 per person per day. The last time Disney increased gratuities was in January of 2019. Other lines that have increased gratuities this year are Norwegian Cruise Line and Carnival. In fact, Carnival also increased its drink package, steakhouse, Wi-Fi packages, and Italian restaurant Cucina del Capitano. And it's back to sea for Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun. Later this afternoon, Norwegian Sun will depart on its first voyage back after striking ice at Hubbard Glacier in Alaska on June 25th. The ship spent some time being docked at the pier in Seattle, being repaired by underwater divers before setting sail on a seaworthy test late last week. Norwegian Sun sails 5 to 9 night voyages to Southeast Alaska from Seattle. This is Norwegian's second incident this year with the hull of one of their vessels. In March, Norwegian Escape ran aground off the coast of the DR and had to fly guests back to Florida after an inspection the next morning showed the ship needed work. And finally, cruise lines are making the news again, but this time it's because of the vacation value. The Today Show did a report this week centered on the current cost of traveling. Average round-trip domestic airfare is between $330 and $800 per person. Hotels are averaging over $150 per night, and gas at $4.66 a gallon. Cruise lines, however, are offering the best travel deals. The Today Show reported that there are over 2,000 cruises under $100 per day and over 50 sailings available to book at under $50 per day. That's including taxes and fees as well. Their top three travel tips for a cruise deal: use a travel agent, look out for taxes and fees, and track prices after booking. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.4% to $9. Royal Caribbean down 2.1%, 32.62. And Norwegian down 1%, 11.52. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Freedom at cruiseradio.net. Also, before I forget, happy birthday to my buddy Matt Bassford, who got me into radio 21 years ago this year. Time flies. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.